Welcome, welcome, curious souls, to the Macabre Emporium, your sanctuary for the unusual, the mysterious, and the appalling.
Step through our cryptic doorway into a world where secrets whisper and enigmas come to life.
I'm David.
And I'm Sarah.
Together, we're your custodians of the macabre, guiding you through tales that defy the ordinary.
Discover the untold stories, from lesser-known cases of true crime to the bizarre events that captivate us.
Join us on a journey to the shadows where the mainstream fades and the extraordinary beckons.
So whether you seek the bizarre, the eerie, or the chillingly obscure,
you're in for a treat here at Macabre Emporium.
Welcome back to Macabre Emporium. Again, this is episode 87.
And if you maybe got one of our cards or had a link shared to you from somebody you may know, welcome.
Welcome.
So yeah, we're back.
Finally.
Again. Finally. We both got sick. Well, like, I was sick 1 week.
Then you Sarah got sick 1 week. For a couple days.
For nerd, if we were both sick for a week. Trying to make it super interesting.
To put it. With both of us combined, it was like 2 weeks.
So you see, there you go. And then when she got sick and bad as she was, there's no recording without it sounding terrible. So it's why there was no episode last week and we forgot to put an announcement out because of that. But anyway, and we're back again.
Again. Finally.
We actually got a gift from one of our listeners. He's known as the Spoon Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he carved us two wooden spoons. Mm-hmm. One handle has the coffin, you know, our coffin logo on it. And the other one says Scoop It Real on the other handle. And they are hand carved spoons and they are quite beautiful.
I guess it says Scoop It Creepy.
Scoop It Creepy? I don't remember. It's like Scoop It Real or Scoop It Creepy. I don't remember off the top of my head. I didn't bring them in here with me like I should have so I could rent it off. So I
made sure it would have been awesome if it said Mr. Scoopy.
Yeah. Even though he's not on Facebook anymore, and so I can't tag him in a post about it anymore. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, AKA Spoon Man.
Spoon Man. I probably got his name wrong.
You get everybody's names wrong.
I know. As long as I don't get Levi and Shane wrong again from West of Nowhere, who should be okay. Even though in their more recent episode, they continued on with it just because they could.
Huh?
What do you have for us this week, Sarah? Let me guess. True crime.
No.
You're a liar.
Why do you always think I'm lying?
Because I had to load 2911 calls onto the soundboard here.
Oh.
Whatever. That's for high.
Yeah, I have true crime. With 911 calls.
Yep.
Yeah. This one wasn't too long ago, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2016, I believe.
So almost 10 years ago.
Or 2015.
Yeah.
I know, I say that like...
Yeah, that'd be like me saying, oh, this wasn't too long ago, and back in 1895...
Oh, the year you were born.
God damn it. Always in with that old, old man's bullshit, whatever. Let me go eat some butter pecan ice cream after this now.
Butter pecan. Yep.
That's a deep cut reference for my family members that did listen. But anyway.
I'm sure your dad will love that.
Yeah. Which still trips me out that he listens. When he told me that the first time, I was like, oh, shit.
When I told you that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you
told
me
that. He's like, hey, guess what I'm listening to?
I was like, oh, crap.
What are you listening to?
He hasn't disowned me or anything yet, so there is that. So, but he already knew I was a little bit off from my brother and sister anyway, so it is what it is. Even though he doesn't know about the 7-foot-tall coffin shelf in our, here in the Emporium now.
Not yet.
But yeah, so speaking of that, in the last episode, Sarah's talked about a thing and wanted to see it on Twitch. Yeah, it's our 7-foot-tall coffin shelf. We drove over an hour and a half to go get and came right back home.
Yep. It was literally a mission for the day.
Yep. So one of the cooler things that we've gotten for it so far is that ghost. And of all places I found that at.
Yeah.
Would never expect something as cool as that ghost statue that I found. Mm-hmm. It was on Cracker Barrel's website. Yes, the national chain restaurant Cracker Barrel actually had something Halloween related this cool.
It's actually just a barrel full of white people.
But yeah, and did some fun things with that on the Twitch channel. I got a LED light bulb from a company called Lifix. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, and it reacts to followers and subscribers and bit donations and raids and whatnot. It changes colors and whatnot. So, but
yes, and it's very cool.
Yeah, I got it also set up where you can change the backlight of the coffin on Twitch as well too. So, but a lot of help, you know, from J Mac Streams on Twitch to help. You know, one, he helped inspire me that, and he was also helping me get things out on the. Figured out on the program how to get to a set the way it was supposed to.
Yeah. That probably would have been pretty difficult without it was some annoying. Assistance.
It was annoying to get them to work independently.
Oh, I know. I heard you.
And, and then you heard me when I finally got it to work the way I wanted to. But the weird thing is right now, green doesn't show up green. Like, if you look at it in person, it's fucking green. But when you look at it
on camera...
That's what I'm thinking. The color range on it's not good enough. But yeah, if you look at it in person, the light actually shows green. But when you see it on camera, it's like aqua blue or something, or a very light pale blue or something. That's like, that's not blue. That's green.
That's not at all what that color is.
So I don't know. But I think the color choices I have for now on there and their names are pretty fitting. I don't have anything for red. It's just red, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway. So enough rambling on. Are you ready to get started here?
Yes.
All right, let's get going. So you ready to get started then?
I am.
All right, let's get going.
Martha Montoya was born in Cali, Colombia in 1960. She was described as being a free spirit. She did a lot of traveling in the 80s before moving to Lake Worth, Florida with her two daughters. She worked at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach. She was your typical single mom. Her daughter's dad had not been in their life whatsoever. So she always did what she had to do to make ends meet. She was fiercely loving to her girls, of her girls, like she was Mama Bear.
Right.
She always made sure that they had what they needed, even if it meant that she went without a meal or two, she made it happen. We need more moms like that.
Yeah. I think we all grew up with parents that were like that, but it doesn't seem that's the case now these days. But,
no.
But also, you know, sacrifices like that never go noticed anyway because they don't brag about it.
Right. But when you're posting on social media to the public, the shit that you're out doing, knowing damn well that your kid's like at home, not with, you know, what they need. Anyways, I digress. She had a great relationship with her kids. She realized back in the 80s that the economy wasn't going to work on a one-person income, which definitely doesn't now.
Right.
She wound up renting out her room, a room in her house, to a man named Walter Ricardo Lopez Barrios for a second income. They started off as strangers, became friends, and then ultimately entered a romantic relationship. And it went pretty quick. They were married in 2011, but their marriage was far from perfect. From the jump, Martha's daughters did not like him. They were not a fan.
Well, that's probably because it wasn't their dad.
Well, they didn't really grow up with their dad.
That's true.
They did call him dad, but that's because he forced them to.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
With that being said, Ricardo was actually a huge dick. So he was named correctly. One time they had gotten into an argument, so he did what any sane person would. He left Martha and both of her daughters stranded on the side of the road. It's not what a sane person would do.
I know. I was like, wait, what? Sane people wouldn't do some shit like that. She's pulling some misdirection bullshit on me now.
But Martha, being a woman in love, kept working on the relationship she had with Ricardo, hoping it would get better. One of Martha's cousins had said that she, speaking of Martha, was in love with being in love, even if it turned out to be the worst thing. Which it does. Spoiler alert. Ultimately, Martha just wanted a better life than she had up to this point. Not just for herself, but for her girls. She wanted her daughters to go off to college, be debt-free, which she was going to make happen, because she had been saving money to prepay for their tuition. She also wanted the relationship with Ricardo to be better, and this included with the girls. She wanted them to respect him, as he had been the only man in their life that had taken them in as, you know, his own. Unfortunately for Martha, this would never be the case. She had learned that Ricardo was making extremely inappropriate comments towards both of her daughters that were sexual in nature. But it wasn't just comments. She found out that Ricardo had been taking the lock off the oldest daughter's bedroom door, going in and touching her. Ricardo would threaten her with, just watch what happens, if she were to tell anyone.
As if the sexual abusers generally fucking do.
Yep. That daughter wound up telling her little sister and asked her sister to keep it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
The little sister said that she would, but didn't. She went straight to Martha and told her everything.
Well, which, good on her.
That's what I was going to say, which, good on her. Martha, being the mama bear that she was, straight up confronted Ricardo about it and didn't threaten him. What she said had meaning. She told him, if you ever touch my daughter again, I will kill you. Good. Afterward, she told him to leave the house and to not return.
Right. Like, this is a conversation we had this past weekend. You know, you and I were talking about, like, people, like, being overly paranoid, thinking that kids are getting snatched up mm-hmm. for shit like this. No, it's always people that are close to the family members. I mean, like,
right.
Jody Plache and his karate instructor and, yeah. like, the other stories that we've covered. You know, it's the same thing. It's somebody the family knows, mm-hmm. other than the Cherish Periwinkle that you covered. It's the only one that it fits outside that. Because her mother didn't know that guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than for an hour or whatever.
Right, right. On August 20th, 2016, Martha's youngest daughter was woken up out of her sleep to the sound of her mom screaming, "My daughters, my daughters." She ran to wake up her big sister, then grabbed a knife and headed straight for their mom in Ricardo's bedroom. When the oldest daughter opened the door, she saw something no kid should see. Something no person, regardless of age, should see. She saw her mom laying on the ground, surrounded by a pool of blood, and Ricardo standing over her mom's body, holding on to a bloody sledgehammer. Ricardo saw the young girl and proceeded to take off after her with that same sledgehammer, chasing her out of the house. She smartly ran until she literally ran into two strangers, and they let her use their cell phone to call 911.
911, emergency.
Hello. I woke up from my nap and I heard my mom screaming, my daughter, and then I grabbed a knife and I woke up my sister, and I saw my stepdad with a hammer. And my mom yelling, and I tried to stab him to stop, and he was back and he hit me with the hammer, and I didn't know what to do, so I panicked and I ran, I jumped over the fence, and now the cops are here.
Okay, take a deep breath. How old are you?
I'm roughly 13 in 2 days.
Okay. So you saw your father hitting your mother with a hammer? Okay. I need you to take a deep breath, okay?
Can you send the police already? I saw the police, but they didn't drive past.
Okay, now they are on the they are on the way, but they're trying to get in safely, so nobody else gets hurt. Where is the knife, and who got stabbed?
I don't remember where I put the knife. I think I dropped it because he hit me with a hammer on my arm. I think they probably took my sister and my mom.
Okay, did you stab your father with the knife, you said?
No.
Okay, you did not. Okay.
I don't remember. I think he went in a red truck.
Your father left?
Yeah, because he was chasing me. He was chasing me after I jumped the fence with the hammer. Yeah, are you sure you're sending them?
Yeah, I'm sending them. Where exactly are you right now? Can you walk?
I ran to the corner up the street. And now I tried to get anybody that was there. And there's these two nice men who helped me. And I told them to get away from over there and to please call somebody to help.
So that's what we're going to listen to now.
Okay.
The 12-year-old.
Okay.
Hello. I woke up from a nap and I heard my mom screaming, my daughter, and then has to. Hello. I woke up from a nap and I heard my mom screaming, my daughter, and then has to. I grabbed the knife and I woke up my sister and I saw my stepdad with a hammer and my mom yelling and I tried to stab him to stop and he was back and he hit me with the hammer and I didn't know what to do so I panicked and I ran, I jumped over the fence and now the cops are here.
Okay, take a deep breath. How old are you?
I'm roughly 13 in 2 days.
Okay. So you saw your father hitting your mother with a hammer? Okay. I need you to take a deep breath, okay?
Can you send the police already? I saw the police, but they didn't drive past.
Okay, now they are on the they are on the way, but they're trying to get in safely, so nobody else gets hurt. Where is the knife, and who got stabbed?
I don't remember where I put the knife. I think I dropped it because he hit me with a hammer on my arm. I think they probably took my sister and my mom.
Okay, did you stab your father with the knife, you said?
No.
Okay, you did not. Okay.
I don't remember. I think he went in a red truck.
Your father left?
Yeah, because he was chasing me. He was chasing me after I jumped the fence with the hammer. Yeah. Are you sure you're sending them?
Yeah, I'm sending them. Where exactly are you right now? Can you walk?
I ran to the corner up the street, and now I tried to get anybody that was there, and there's these two nice men who helped me, and I told them to get away from over there and to please call somebody to help.
So yeah, that was the 12-year-old calling. And while she was calling 911, the 16-year-old was still at the house and had just stumbled upon her mom. She was not dead. She was groaning while trying to, like, prop herself up against her bed, which was covered in blood. She then ran over to the door, slammed it shut, and locked the door before calling. I'm going to reread that. She then ran over to the door, slammed it shut, and locked the door before calling 911 herself.
911. Hi, my dad is getting crazy. He's running around with the knife and
he's doing what?
He's running around with the knife in my house.
Okay, what is your address? A house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Okay. Is he threatening anybody?
He hurt my mom. She's bleeding on the floor.
Okay, how did he hurt her?
With the knife.
Did he stab her with it?
I don't know. She has blood all over her face. I don't know.
Okay, ask her if he cut her with the knife.
Mami, ¿te pegó él con el cuchillo o qué? ¿Cómo fue?
What did she say?
She's unconscious.
She's unconscious?
She's
for me in the house.
All right, stay on the phone. Can you stay on the phone with me? Hello?
Yes.
Are you able to safely stay on the phone with me?
Hold on. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you don't know where she's bleeding from?
No.
Has your dad been drinking?
Huh?
Has your father been drinking?
No.
No? Do you know why he's running around with a knife?
No.
All right, stay on the phone with me. He hasn't been doing any drugs?
I don't know.
All right, stay on the phone. Has he been diagnosed with any mental health issues? IRS to your entrance. Location of your emergency. PSO. Reference to a domestic. She said her father's running around with a knife and the mother is bleeding and unconscious, but she doesn't know if she was cut with a knife or stabbed or, you know, exactly where she was bleeding from. All right, what's the address?
Yep, I'm scared.
Hey, they're on their way. The police are on their way.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you there?
I'm hiding.
Okay.
In the back.
Are you near
the area? Yes.
Does he know? He doesn't know you're calling?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so scared. My mom's inside by herself.
But you don't know where she's bleeding?
Everywhere.
Okay. And she's not conscious at all?
She was gasping for air, but I don't know.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am? What's your phone number? Phone number? All right, you're not in the house, right? Are you in the back shed, in the back of the house?
I'm in the back under the trailer.
Under the tree? Okay.
Trailer?
Okay. And that's in the back of the house? You're in the back of the house under the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, is there an alleyway to access your house also?
Yes. I heard the car turn on. I think he's leaving.
Hey, did he have any other weapons besides the knife?
I don't know.
Has he ever done anything like this before?
Have I experienced anything?
From your father doing anything like this before?
No.
Okay. Were they arguing before this happened, you know?
They were actually, yeah.
Okay. All right, we do have several deputies there, but I want you just to stay where you're at until they tell me to have you come out or until they actually come back there, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm so scared. I think my mom is dead.
Okay, well, we're gonna get her help. We have the paramedics are, they're probably already there.
Are you standing here until you tell me?
Yes. Just because we don't know where your father's at, so I don't want you coming out until, you know, the police either tell me to tell you to come out until, you know, you actually physically see them there.
Okay, so if you didn't catch that, she had heard glass breaking. So she took off outside and went and hid, like, I'm assuming in bushes or something in the backyard. But he did wind up taking off once he got back to the house, took off in his car. Or what's a Toyota Tacoma? Is that a car or a truck?
It's a truck.
Okay, so he took off in his truck. 1 hour after the 12-year-old made that first phone call, Ricardo's vehicle was found abandoned by the Florida Highway Patrol. He had crashed into a concrete barrier. Ricardo himself was found 6 hours later by a man on his way to work who happened to see this dude sitting near an intersection just bleeding. And that guy made eye contact. Dude went over. He's like, hey, can you call the police? I know they're going to be looking for me anyways.
911.
Yeah, hello. I'm on a
police
Southwest.
Ambulance.
Say what?
Do you need the police or an ambulance?
Both.
Okay, what's the location?
We're at South Lake Drive in Boynton Beach, Florida.
South Lake Drive? What?
South Lake Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, see, the guy's on a bridge. Mission Hill. Mission Hill and South Lake Drive.
Mission Hill? What city are you in?
Boynton Beach, Florida, ma'am.
Sir, calm down. I understand that. I've never heard of those streets, so I'm trying to figure out where you are exactly.
Yeah,
you may be in the city of Boynton. You're at Mission Hill and South Lake, and what do you
Mission need? Mission Hill Road I got, and South
I got
Lake
that.
Drive.
Thank you. And what do you need the ambulance for?
I'm just driving by going to work, and there's a guy on the side of the bridge. He's all scraped up, and his head's all scraped up, and there's... he says there's a helicopter flying around the area, but don't look like a sheriff's one, but he says they're after him.
Okay.
Said he wants the police, and he doesn't belong in this neighborhood. He's Mexican.
Okay. Hold on one second. I'm just trying to figure out if we're looking for him or if somebody else...
call. Sir, I need you to stay on the phone with me for a second, please.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, I understand that you have to go to work, but the person you're calling about is somebody that we've been looking for, so I need your help, okay? Boynton is going to be a suspect for a Signal 5, Hispanic male, and he's going to be, sir, do you know what color shirt this guy's got on or any type of clothing?
He's got a tank top on.
What color
tank top? The helicopter's right over top of him. He's got a tank top on. He's just sitting down, man. He's not trying to do anything.
Okay.
He's not doing nothing. He's giving up or whatever the case is. But there's a lot of people that walk in this neighborhood. Now here goes another mother walking by him. So I hope he's not dangerous.
Okay. And do you still see him or have you left?
Yeah, dude. I'm watching. I'm looking at him.
Okay. Well, I can't
he's
see what
sitting,
you're seeing.
He's sitting on the bridge. No, babe. I'm just saying he's sitting right next to the bridge. He's not doing nothing but sitting down. And he's all bloody.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to keep you on the phone until you physically see a police officer with him, okay?
Oh, well, listen, there's two people here.
Who's two people? I understand that, sir, but we're looking for him for a major crime. Like, you're helping us out big time. We've been looking for him for a long time.
Yeah, they're here.
The police are there?
Yeah, they're here.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are they in uniform or are they in
plain clothes? No, undercover. Undercover.
Okay, let me know when they have them in custody. What kind of car is he in?
A truck and a
what color?
SUV.
What color?
Black.
Black truck and what color SUV?
Black and black, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know when they're taking him into custody, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Okay, we're good? Hello?
Is he in custody?
Oh, they got guns drawn. I'm sure he's not going.
Okay, they got guns drawn on him?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'm disconnecting, okay? Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So that dude was a complete dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like... nothing, nobody should be that fucking worried about going to work to blow something like that off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. To say.
Oh, I'm sure employer is probably going to be like give him some kind of leeway on that or whatever, but still, who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know, every employer is different. You know, mine probably wouldn't, but who knows?
So Martha did wind up passing away from the extent of her injuries, mostly due to blood loss. During Ricardo's trial, he claimed self-defense, stating that when he had gotten home, Martha had pulled a gun on him and threatened to kill him with it.
No, I mean, she already had good reason for that, but...
yeah. And that had led to them getting into a struggle. He also threw in that Martha's 12-year-old daughter had came at him with a knife. She was asked when she was on the stand if she meant to stab him, and she said, I wanted to, but I didn't.
Right.
Fair. While the older sister was on the stand, she yelled at Ricardo, saying, you took my innocence and childhood from me, as well as my mother. He claimed he had no memory of what happened after that, and his attorney tried pleading with the courts that Ricardo didn't mean for any of that to happen.
Yeah, okay, what the fuck ever.
But, like, did that include molesting his 16-year-old stepdaughter? He didn't mean to do that either. Ricardo was found guilty of murder in the first degree and given a life sentence in prison. During that whole trial, his sentencing, he showed no remorse, no emotion.
As they usually fucking do.
Nothing. Martha's cousin, Monica Collins, gained custody of both daughters and said that she wanted her and her husband to try and give them the life that their mother would have wanted them to have. She said in an interview, "I want them to feel like they have a future, not to feel like a foster child wondering what do I have out there for me." So they went to a family member's home, and since the oldest was 16 in 2016, she'd be well into her 20s by now.
Yep.
And the older one, well, the younger one would be probably close to 20. I don't know. My math ain't mathing right now. But yeah, that was the case of Martha Montoya.
I mean, at least the kids were able to go into a family member and not get lost in the system.
Yeah. As, yeah, because they were minors.
Because that's tend to what happened with these kind of things.
And I forgot to put in here, but Martha was like mid-50s, early to mid-50s, and Ricardo was like 36, 37. So, not that the age gap matters, but just the fact that he, I don't know, a young brain in a boy, I guess.
Pretty much.
But yeah, that's my story.
Yeah, not much to say on that one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, when he wrecked his truck, he didn't kill himself with that.
Correct. That would have been the best outcome.
Yep.
But he's serving life in prison. Still not good enough.
Nope. Yep, too bad he didn't eject himself through the fucking windshield.
All right. That dude said he was on a bridge. Like, why didn't he jump?
There you go.
I'm not one to condone that kind of shit, but some people just deserve it.
Yep. It's kind of like mass shooters, like, just turn a gun on yourself. Don't try to make a name for yourself.
Yep. You'll be forgotten before long anyways.
Yep. But anyhow, I got nothing else to say on that.
Me neither. Just a little quickie episode. And David will be back next week with his episode.
Yep. Don't ask me why, because I have no idea.
He'll figure it out before then.
Yep, I usually figure it out last minute.
Yep.
So, I think it's time we get out of the Emporium for the night. What do you think?
I agree.
So, until next time.
Remember to creep it real.
And stay spooky.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Join our Facebook group by searching Macabre Emporium. Like and subscribe on YouTube at Macabre Emporium Podcast. Follow us on TikTok at Macabre Emporium Pod. Follow us on Twitter at Macabre Emporium. If you have any stories of the paranormal, your local true crime, or weird history that you would like us to look into and possibly do an episode on, email us at macabreemporiumpod@gmail.com. And remember to follow, rate, review, and share whenever and wherever you can to help us grow our podcast.